You gotta win, take the win. Those are reportedly the words of US President Joe Biden to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu after yesterday's attack on by Iran on Israel. Just to give some of the details of what Biden describes as a win, the attack was hundreds of drones, missiles, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles fired at Israel from Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen. And the win there is that Israel and their allies managed to shoot down almost all of these. So one 10-year-old girl in Israel was critically injured. There was a military base that was hit, but nothing major happened there. And this is what Biden described as a win in a conversation that, according to reports, prevented Israel from responding militarily immediately against Iran on Iranian soil. So here we are on the Daily Objective, day 191 of this war in Israel, which is now escalated, even if the West is going to pretend that it's not escalated, into a wider conflict. And of course, the West does want to pretend that. Israel wants to pretend that. It acts on that pretense. And that is going to cost it very, very dearly in the future, whether it's the immediate future or in the long run. Israel, still might respond. We don't know. But as of now, the fact that they didn't respond immediately is exactly what we saw on October 7th. They didn't respond immediately. They have the world's support. When people are shooting at Israel and Israel doesn't fire back, it has the support of some in the West. If it ever attempts to actually defend itself beyond trying to shoot down missiles and rockets and drones, then it no longer has the support of its so-called allies. James, your first thoughts on what happened last night and the response or lack thereof.
Well, I want to start by saying just repeating what we've been hearing from the news. This was unprecedented. We have a direct attack launched in part directly from I Iran on Israel for the first time. It is unprecedented in the fact that it is direct and it was so open and we knew it was happening. As you point out, missiles also came from Syria, Lebanon, Yemen. And this kind of reveals all of these people are just Iranian proxies. This has all been from the beginning a coordinated attack from Iran. Starting on October 7th, it was a coordinated attack from Iran. Iran paid the bills for October 7th. Iran made possible October 7th. They financed it, they underwrote it, they supported it, they encouraged it. And now, last night, we've had one of the largest missile assaults in the history of warfare. Over 300, at least 300 missiles of a variety of types, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, as you point out, these one-way suicide drones that Iran's been selling to Russia for Ukraine, by the way, a technology they're particularly proud of. Now, what they all have in common, something we observed the last time I was on a TDO, was that Iran was going to go right up to the edge of what is tolerable, knowing that Israel has, because they can be attacked from all sides, as we saw last night, they have layers of defensive missile systems, air defense systems. I understand a lot of this was airplanes shooting down the material, but nonetheless, Israel has a very sophisticated system of protection. Knowing that, they sent over slow-moving missiles, hoping, I think, and anticipating that the vast majority, if not all of them, would be caught by these systems. And it was, we have to also broaden this out. It wasn't just Israel, the United States, France, and yes, the kingdoms of Saudi Arabia and Jordan helped shoot them down. Part of the motivation of all these other people was so that none of those missiles really does land and cause real damage more than that 10-year-old girl, so that they would give an excuse to Israel to do a full-scale attack taking out Iran. And that's the disgusting element here. That's the disgusting element. This was an aggressive act of war. Add it to the pile. One 10-year-old girl is one 10-year-old girl way too many. And she alone, if she, it was just her, that one 10-year-old girl, it would justify regime change in Tehran. Every we have to Israel and the United States, frankly, are in a moral position right now where they really have to take out the government of Iran, at least directly attack Iran, every suspected military facility, leadership facilities directly in Iran, or there will be no effective response at all. We have been morally justified in taking out Iran now for 40 years, for 20 years, for 10 years. And how many acts of war do we have to endure? How many October 7ths do they have to finance and underwrite paying for the monsters on October 7th before we get it? Iran is at war with us if we do not take them out now. Now, what is the logic? The logic behind all this is that we don't want blowback from taking out Iran. No, the very fact that Saudi Arabia and Jordan were involved in this kind of tells you that the blowback would be limited. Those countries, to some extent, see that they too are threatened by Iran. But even if there were massive blowback in the Muslim world, take it now. Make the king of Jordan, make the king of Saudi Arabia explain to their people how they had to take Israel's side and prevent this, and how taking out Iran is a good thing. No, we have to take on Iran directly. That is the only moral response. That is the only thing that's going to prevent future October 7ths. If we fail to directly and decisively attack Iran as a result of this, America and Israel will get more October 7ths.
Yeah,
Promise.
the idea of blowback is one of the things that the enemies of the West use against the West. They know that this is an issue in the West, that the West actually is convincing itself that all these peaceful Middle Eastern savages don't actually want to kill Westerners. They just do it in response to Western policy in the Middle East. And of course, Iran last night used that knowledge of how the West acts to play Israel and to play America like the Palestinians play Israel and play America. So they did an attack which showed the scope of their reach, their network. They made sure they showed it. They're attacking from everywhere. It showed nothing in terms of military capabilities. This was not what Iran would do if it went all out against Israel. And then once they were done shooting the rockets and the drones, they made a point of saying, this is over. This is over. And anything that happens now, the response will be much greater, which is a way of saying, they said this about, if Israel responds, our response will be much worse. But what they're really saying is Biden, hold off, make Israel hold off on any response, and Biden complied with Iran's demand. So this is a great victory for Iran. Let's make no mistake about it, and it will remain a great victory for Iran unless the West realizes that there's only one thing to be done here. What specifically, what type of military action? Where in Iran do we need to bomb? Which military bases? That's irrelevant. What's relevant, that's relevant in terms of achieving the goal, and that's what military strategists are for. But the goal should be clear, and the only legitimate outcome of this is the Iranian regime no longer being in power. That is the only thing that the West can say after this. All right, we have seen you, we have heard you, and we are acting accordingly because we do not accept what it is that you want to do.
You said it so brilliantly. They have been playing us. They were playing us last night in the nature of the attack. Yes, they have higher speed missiles they can shoot at Israel. Yes, they could have unleashed Hezbollah from Lebanon in an attack on northern Israel. Yeah, it could be worse. And because they didn't do everything they could have done, we should now, but the implicit underlying thing. Poor Iran couldn't take on Israel and America. Israel and America could wipe them out, and that's sort of the underlying premise of altruism. Therefore, how can we take on these poor Iranians? We could take them out tomorrow. Well, yeah, let's take them out tomorrow. The fact that they are weaker does not put them in some moral victim status. They are playing us. They are totally, and it was a victory, a total victory for Iran. And you're absolutely correct. We have to make regime change in Iran the goal. That is the only acceptable goal. And a direct and decisive attack on Iranian leadership and all of their suspected military facilities. Now, one thing it did show last night, we cannot permit Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. They do have higher speed missiles. They do have other ways of getting things to Israel. We cannot permit them. I mean, yes, first thing, take out the regime, and that would solve the problem altogether. But if anyone thinks that that isn't necessary, consider they are on the verge of getting a nuclear weapon. Had that been the case before October 7th, I want you all to consider what the other possible consequences here could be. intercepting a nuke is very different than intercepting a cruise missile with conventional weaponry. Yeah, but it's a total victory. Until we make regime change, our actual goal, until we ignore those comments about escalation or blowback, no, it's time to take the blowback and take it on, whatever it is, because it is worth it, or we will get more October 7ths. And accompanying our stated policy goal of regime change in Tehran must come powerful, decisive, direct attacks on Iran. The very thing Biden does not want to have happen. The very thing Biden is going to be saying, oh, Israel, don't you dare do a direct attack on Iran. Don't you dare attack Iranian leadership. Don't you dare attack their suspected nuclear facilities. No, Mr. Biden, that's the what we must be doing right now. Restraint is not the result because we had a victory last night. No. We have every right to wipe them out, wipe them out, wipe out the regime in Tehran, go straight for their leadership. That's the only kind of thing that's going to have any chance of preventing a continuous cycle of more October 7ths, as we have said again and again on this channel.
Yeah, thank you, True Voice, for becoming a YouTube member. Thank you, Bonnie, for the super chat. Clementine asks in the chat, is Israel strong enough to fight Iran on their own? So, I think we answered a similar question a few days ago, and we said, look, according to some reports, Israel has nuclear weapons. So, technically, yes. I mean, what such a war would look like without nuclear weapons, assuming Israel will not use their weapons if they have them. I don't know. Israel shouldn't be fighting this war alone because this is the West's war. It is America's war as well. So
This is my answer to her. They are blocking trade in the Red Sea. They're attacking military bases, American military bases in Syria and Iraq. And if you think that if Israel and America are gone, they wouldn't hesitate and Western Europe and America wouldn't be the next focus of their attacks, you've got another thing coming. Once civilization is wiped out in the Middle East, they're coming for the West. Trust me on this. And of course, America has the power to take out Iran practically from the air. And we should be helped. Our interests have been. Americans were killed on October 7th. Americans were kidnapped. It is not just that our interest is in keeping Israel. That would be enough. Israel is the only civilized friend America has in the region. If it were just Israel, but America and Americans have been directly attacked. American bases have been attacked through Iranian proxies. America has a duty to the government of the United States has a responsibility to its own citizens to attack Iran and take out that government right now on multiple scores. America could do it. Now, could Israel do it? Israel could do some serious damage, and Israel, I presume, does have nuclear weapons and could take out the Tehran tomorrow. I don't think they'll use them. And if they had the proper help from America, I'm not sure they would need to. But again, I'm not a military expert. Even if America and Israel decided they had to, say, use tactical nukes, whatever gets the message across to these Islamist monsters is what we need to do. But yeah, America has to have Israel's back here. America has to join in with regime change in Iran. There has to be a serious direct attack upon the leadership, the mullahs, the Ayatollah in Tehran. Otherwise, We have been played, 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 and I can guarantee you there will be more October 7ths.
Bonnie makes a good point in the chat. She says, last night cost Israel billions. How can they keep doing this? Yeah, it cost over $1 billion. The defense missiles that were used cost over $1 billion. But it's not just that. When you are just on the defensive, you give them time to figure out your defenses and figure out a way around it. And of course, you're giving them time to build a nuclear bomb. And Iran has been clear since this regime came to power in 79 that they want to wipe Israel off the map. So Israel had a reason to go to war with Iran in 79, as did America, very obviously, because there was an act of war against America.
How many acts of war are we going to put up with from these monsters from Tehran? How
Yeah,
many October 7ths? How many hostage crises? How much terrorism?
and the fact that Israel is not seemingly not using this moment, as you know, if Israel, unfortunately, Israel wants the support of the West and cares about that more than it cares about defending its citizens. But now it has, at the very least, legitimacy by whatever standards countries are held to, or Israel is held to act now immediately. Of course, they're waiting like they did after October 7th. They're waiting. They're letting world opinion change, because we've documented and talked on this channel about in the past 6 months about how policies change based on the latest headline. You know, we talked about this Biden interview a few days ago. It aired like 6 days or 5 days after it was recorded, where he said that Israel needs to do a unilateral ceasefire. Basically, they need to kind of stop for humanitarian purposes. He said this after the aid convoy was attacked and accidentally, and seven aid workers were killed. That was what he said immediately. By the time the thing aired, Israel had decided to allow more aid from more crossings into Gaza, and that changed back to no, Hamas is the one who's holding up the negotiations. So yeah, whatever the latest headline is, it changes policy. The minute Iran attacks is the minute that Israel, if it cares what the world is saying, should respond. Thank you, PC, for the super chat. PC says Iran is an illegal regime. The son of the late Shah is the true head of state of Iran. He is the current Shah. I don't know if I agree with that latter point, but I absolutely, well, I don't agree with that latter point.
I don't believe hereditary monarchy is a source of legitimacy. It's a country's recognition of individual rights. If a country doesn't recognize individual rights and attempt to protect individual rights, that country has no legitimacy. And I don't care whether you're claiming it's a religious basis from Allah or a hereditary monarchy, any other form of government is illegitimate, period.
Yeah, but the current regime is absolutely
The current
illegal
regime is
and
particularly illegitimate. They're a murderous regime. They are the people that underwrite the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, and all of their violent activities, and all of those Hezbollah syndicates in Syria. All of this is being financed and coordinated from Iran. We have long since had how many acts of war? How many acts of war over the last 45 years have there been? And of course, they will continue to happen until we take out the regime in Iran, which is wholly illegitimate. It is the focus of evil in the area, if not the world today. I know there's Russia, I know there's China, I know there's North Korea, but certainly in the area, they are the focus of evil. They are perhaps the most evil regime on this planet. We must take them out, or we will continue to have attack after attack after attack, whether it's the Houthis, some Hezbollah affiliate, or an October 7th done by Hamas again. But Iran is behind all of it. And as I say, even if it were just this one 10-year-old girl, that is one 10-year-old girl too many. That one 10-year-old girl by herself would justify taking out the government of Iran. And a full-scale sweeping attack, direct attack on Iran, which is what must happen now, must happen.
Thank you, Jonathan, for the super chat. Yeah, we mention a lot, because we talk about Iran a lot, even when they're not directly attacking Israel, because they're always attacking Israel indirectly. We talk about how Iran is the one country in the Middle East, other than Israel, where a big chunk of the population is somewhat rational, or at least doesn't want Islamic theocracy. And I don't want to say, we're letting them down by not, it's not the job of Israel or the West to save the Iranian people from their own regime. But yeah, as you mentioned, it's we're letting down in a sense the only people who would be on our side, but we're also we're empowering those many proxies of Iran. Who would struggle very much to continue terrorizing Israel and terrorizing Israel's allies if they didn't have Iran backing them. So by not acting against Iran, we're really basically perpetuating the current situation and guaranteeing violence against the West. So the de-escalation is something that is gonna cost and historically always costs. It always costs if you say, let me pretend that this enemy is not what it says it is, in the hope that maybe in the, with the passage of time it will become civilized rather than become more powerful and more capable of taking us on.
Yes, the nature of this attack shows that, right? It shows that they know they can't take on America directly. That's why they measured it out the way they did. And the way we respond, listen to the response from my government in Washington, D.C. The way we respond shows it works, shows that we're being played. And so wow, Iran can get away with lobbing 300 sophisticated missiles and drones over at Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, Israelis and Americans in the region will continue to be killed. We've guaranteed that in the way we respond to this. We have guaranteed more deaths, more October 7ths. And when they're done attacking American bases, when they're done getting rid of Israel and wiping Israel off the map from the river to the sea, yes, guaranteed, they will be coming after Western Europe and America directly next.
Can I remind the trolls in the chat to please use full sentences so we can use your comments in TRS Extra, the reality show Extra, when we read out trolls' comments? It's very difficult if it's incoherent and just words here and there. I understand that's how your mind works. Obviously, you support the Palestinians and you support Iran, so I wouldn't expect it, but try. It's helpful. By the way, today there is no episode of the reality show Extra. We just, in terms of our capacity, we might go longer here with this show, and in terms of our capacity,
But
we have
imagine,
to
my
get
friends,
through.
all the noise that's being made by these incoherent, anti-conceptual idiots out there. Imagine, my friends, that just one little slip up in the aero defense system, or one little, or the airplane that didn't shoot down that drone last night, and one of them got through. What would you all be saying? Is that one 10-year-old girl isn't enough? You would need hundreds of casualties to justify something more? No, ladies and gentlemen, the attack itself, whether it hurt a 10-year-old or not, whether it hurt a 10-year-old or not, not only morally justifies, but morally requires that the good guys hit back 100 times harder.
I mean, the whole
He's taking out Tehran, the government in Tehran. That's what will happen.
response here by Israel is very much a response of, you know what, you tried to kill our people, right? This is what you do when you shoot rockets and drones at a country, hundreds of them. You tried. If we didn't have defense systems, thousands would have died. You tried, but because we succeeded in shooting them down, because you didn't succeed in your attempt to kill Israelis, we're going to wait with any serious response until you actually succeed. Which, of course, if all of those drones and missiles hit and thousands had died, there is no doubt that Israel would have gone on a widespread military campaign with the goal of removing the regime in Iran, with exactly the same actions that Iran took yesterday. That's they didn't have to do anything different. It's just the fact that Israel managed to shoot them down that's the only reason why there is still no response, and I don't know if there will be one. Thank you, Jonathan, for the super chat. Yeah, James, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. But morally speaking, consider someone's coming along and they're swinging all kinds of punches at you. They're swinging, they're swinging, they're swinging, they're swinging. And let's say they have one and you manage to block the blow. Oh, and you manage to block that blow. Does that take away your ability, your moral right? In fact, if you can successfully do it, your moral responsibility to fight back and to actually land punches, even if the attacker didn't land a punch. No, it does not. Let me give you another metaphor. Let's imagine someone is behind a rock and shooting a gun at you, and he happens to miss. Or let's assume that one of the people on our side is wearing a bulletproof vest, and the bulletproof vest keeps away the gun. Does that mean that the guy shooting at us from behind the rock doesn't require a response simply because he's missed, or simply because one of our guys had a bulletproof vest? Doesn't mean that the shooter doesn't require a response? No, in both of those situations, we have the exact same analog. But you see how altruism completely corrupts things in this in international politics. Well, gee, only one 10-year-old girl was injured. Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered if they hadn't injured anyone, but that's one 10-year-old girl too many, and she alone justifies the destruction of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Full stop.
So, thank you, Stefan, for the super chat. There's the Arab world. Much of the Arab world isn't happy with this. And one of the people who commented is somebody from the PLO, who said, and this is not an exact quote, but this is very close to exact, something to the effect of, we're disappointed with Iran because they gave Israel 2 weeks' notice. They didn't use their best weapons. They used drones, knowing they're slow, knowing they have time to shoot them down, and so on and so on. He went through the issues he had with the attack, but then he concluded with, "But any attack on Israel is something we welcome, no matter what the results." This is the PLO. The PLO are the partners for peace, supposedly. They are the people that, because Hamas did October 7th, so for now we can't really deal with them diplomatically. This is who the West says we should accept as the future rulers in Gaza. And of course, we are currently expected to accept them as the rulers in Judea and Samaria. In the West Bank. It's by the way, it's really weird. I'm surprised that somebody in the PLO doesn't understand this tactic, because the PLO themselves are still around because of their tactic of pretending that they want peace with Israel, and then using whatever Israel gives them as a way of murdering more Jews. So, but
And
yeah.
rewarding and paying bounties on killers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these people obviously are part of the problem. They can't be. They cannot be part of any solution.
Thank you, Benjamin, for the super chat. Thank you, Enric. Thank you, Apollo Zeus. Any last thoughts, James, on what we saw today? Of course, this channel will be covering this for days to come. Hopefully, we'll actually be covering an Israeli response of some sort. I don't imagine that it would be anywhere near what we're advocating for, but we will cover it nonetheless, James.
I can hope for a serious response, but I'm afraid I have to agree with you. I don't think we'll get anything approaching what even needs to begin to happen. Now, there was some good news in one sense. I understand we've been told by the Israeli War Cabinet they will speak in actions, not in words. And the Republic of France has asked all of their citizens to leave the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, those are good signs, but honestly, I do not expect in reason the anything approaching the appropriate kind of response here. Tehran should be wiped out. The goal should be regime change, and we need to have a serious, devastating, direct attack by both America and Israel on Iran itself. We cannot permit them to get nuclear weapons. Their military facilities are all subject to destruction, as far as I'm concerned, and we should go straight for the leadership. The mullahs, the Ayatollah themselves, have to be on the target list now. And the nature of this not getting through, them relying on the defensive systems, Those defensive systems, in a way, and I know we're going to discuss this later this week on programs, but in a way, these defensive systems are a deceptive interference with the moral reasoning that we in the West should take on this. Those defensive systems cannot be used as an excuse, frankly, to prevent us from doing the self-defensive actions that are required to save civilization here.
Yeah, Israel's defense capabilities are its worst enemy. That is the title for tomorrow's episode of the Daily Objective. By the way, we're not done here. We also have a super chat, but just so people know, I believe that's already scheduled. So after this show, you can go give that video a preemptive like. It helps with the algorithm. It helps a lot when we get likes ahead of a show. And yeah, and make sure you tune in for that. Thank you, John, for the super chat. John says, just want to express my appreciation for all your work as of late. Daily, your content is a must watch. Mahalo. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I guess, oh, and the reality show for tomorrow is already scheduled as well. So you can go give that a preemptive like as well. That is titled The Slow Death of Israel. Yeah, we don't pull punches on this channel, and we of course criticize the Israeli government more than anyone else. I've said, yeah, I'm disgusted by Israel's so-called allies attempting to prevent Israel from defending itself, going out of their way to prevent Israel from defending herself. But Israel should still act in its own defense and hasn't done so. And one thing I do from time to time on this channel, I'll do it again now, is encourage people to go back to our shows from October 7th while the attack was still going on, from October 8th, from October 9th. I think October 9th was titled something like Why Israel Can't Win. And of course, we didn't mean militarily it can't win. We meant morally Israel is the leadership of Israel, at least, doesn't have what it takes to do what needs to be done. And so we were saying this all along. Unfortunately, one thing I was also saying all along was I hope I'm wrong. Unfortunately, I haven't been wrong in that regard. But
Of
yeah,
course, our shows have been outstanding, and from the beginning, prophetic, not in a magical way. We unfortunately lived through history. We saw the patterns. We knew the philosophy that was motivating, unfortunately, leadership in the West and in Israel. But do go back. Our episodes in October are sheer gold, ladies and gentlemen. You will not get better, more trenchant analysis of a current event than you will from Ayn Rand Center UK broadcasts on the attacks of October 7th, back in
Yeah,
October.
and one thing you don't you can't actually hear views similar to ours, even in the many pro-Israel YouTube channels out there. And I think that's we are a unique voice. I of course think we are correct on this. And if you agree, do please like, share, comment. Comments are super helpful, as I say. That's why we appreciate the trolls as well so much, because they comment a lot. I don't know if the algorithm cares if a sentence is coherent or grammatical. I think a comment is a comment as far as the algorithm is concerned. But yeah, share this content. And look, you know, if there's any way to prevent what we think is going to happen from happening, then it is by changing minds, and that is what we're trying to do here. Thanks everybody for watching. Thanks, James. We'll see you tomorrow on the Daily Objective and the Reality Show, which again are already scheduled. Go give them a preemptive like, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Be safe.